The Manosphere is a very specific online space that came out of some really fringe subcultures focused on men's rights, men's dominance, men's feelings of resentment really towards women and the feminist movement more broadly, and has really attracted a very mainstream audience now. So, you know, we've often heard of terms like incels and pickup artists, for instance, which are some of the groups that make up the manosphere. But those really fringe groups have now actually proliferated, and young guys are seeing this content each and every day on the likes of TikTok and Instagram, kind of being repackaged as something that is palatable and is kind of drawing them into this algorithmic problem. And so really the reason that lots of these young guys are being drawn to this content is because it offers them some really simple solutions to lots of uncertainty and feelings of disenfranchisement and feeling like they are disempowered and that they, you know, are not able to succeed in a way that their fathers or grandfathers were able to. And so we're really seeing young men who don't have a sense of meaning and purpose, who don't have a sense of community and connection, finding solace in some of these voices online who end up actually being bad actors who are weaponizing their attention and commercializing their time.
A lot of it does stem from people who have bad experiences with women, like you mentioned, people with no community, no support system. And some young men have no experience with women, with community, and they're still getting drawn to this type of content. What maybe draws them into that sort of stuff?
Yeah, our research in Movember actually showed that a majority of men are taking part in watching this content. They're being drawn into these men and masculinity influences, with, you know, over 60% of young guys, you know, regularly watching this content. And we actually found that those men who were white and more educated and wealthier were actually, and who were in relationships, were actually more likely to be watching this content. So this stereotype of a man sitting in his basement in the dark with no friends is actually not the reality of lots of these guys who are watching this content. So we have a real, you know, issue ahead of us around who these guys are, what they're being drawn towards. And I think it's too simple to just say they're just angry at women or angry at the world, when lots of them actually have things going well for them. They are still seeking more. They're seeking more success, more power. And as a result, they're trying to, you know, self-develop.
And would you say that these sort of feelings is coming from a deep-rooted insecurity, or is it more social constructs that are causing this?
I think it's a bit of both. As a clinician myself, I witness a lot of young guys who are dealing with self-esteem issues and insecurities that are often proliferated online. That is, these messages around success and failure, around what it means to be a man, are actually further anxiety provoking for lots of them. And so you end up in this dangerous cycle where they come in a bit unsure about who they are and what they want to be. And this content actually ends up worsening it and making things actually much more distressing for them when they are sold this narrative around the idea that you have to have, you know, this many women and this much money and this many cars. It's unattainable and it's exhausting for many of them.
I mean, you could probably argue that it's extremely negative for not only their mental health, but also just the health of women and society in general.
Yes, our research showed that lots of these young guys actually get a sense of motivation and optimism from watching this content, which is to be expected in the way in which it's presented to them, which is that it offers them solutions to lots of their problems. The problem really is that these solutions are get-rich-quick schemes that end up being, you know, snake oil. It's not actually going to fulfill them. It's not going to sate their desire for closeness, intimacy, and connection. It's actually going to blow those things up. And what we witnessed is that down the line, these men who watch more of this content are much more likely to be risk-taking, to be distressed, to be anxious. And so we actually need to clarify to young guys that this is not the road that they thought they were on.
But is there any advice that you would give to young men seeing this content, or parents who are worried about people seeing this content?
I think we need to have a really open and transparent, honest conversation about what young men are watching. We need parents to enter with curiosity and openness around asking their sons, what is happening in their lives, why they're drawn to this type of content without being overly judgmental, which is kind of the tone that exists at the moment. It's all around crisis and alarmism, which is not actually going to solve the problem here. We need to be allies with young guys. We need to connect with them and understand their experiences if we're hoping to change anything. And to young guys out there, I think the key to making sure that you're not taken advantage of is to upskill yourself, is to talk to people, is to listen to experts, is to make sure that you're watching what your media diet looks like and making sure that you are actually being critical of the stuff that you're watching and speaking with your mates and getting offline with this stuff.
Zach Seidler, Director of Global Research at the Movember Foundation, speaking there with Ashley Blumen.